me the goods. Give me the goods. We didn't do nothing. We relaxed. Lived our lives.
We went to the gym.
John, you are so romantic.
That was, we didn't, Friday is Valentine's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah. So, yes. So we worked. I didn't get John a Valentine's Day gift.
Yep. That's how it be.
What is going on? Yeah. Sarah, you dropped the ball.
She said, what she said? She said,
first of all, you had so many years without a Valentine.
Yeah, she said,
but you would think you'd be so perfect once you get one.
She said, well, I got you a birthday gift. I said, whoa.
You sound like a no good nigga. Like, yo, I ain't shit ass nigga.
Yo.
Yo, if you think about it, the way you treat like birthdays and shit, they'll think you beat John. Like, they'll be like, yo.
You see that stand right there? You see it?
What stand?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I got John for his birthday.
Okay.
It was not cheap.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
And John made me get two of them because he couldn't figure it out. He thought it was broken.
They sent another one. I didn't buy two of these.
Yeah, so but I got to send it back.
Yeah, you do. All right. Let's get into it.
So what'd you do with Valentine's Day, John? Let me hear your shit.
Yeah, what are you talking about? I didn't do nothing. She got flowers.
You bad too. You ain't shit nigga too.
What are you talking about? She got flowers and gift cards for Starbucks.
Tell them about the Starbucks.
Oh man, I messed up because I got her $50 gift cards, but instead of being like $2.25, it was $10 $5 gift cards. I thought it was $5 $10 gift cards. I was like, oh shit, I messed up. Sarah was like, I put a few of these in and I'm done. She's like, I'll come back to these later. I'm like, I'm not putting all these in. I was like, that was my bad. She's like, this type of stuff you give out at the office. Like, yeah, you're right. All right, man. Welcome back to another episode of About a Week Ago. One of your hosts, Jab Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fontaine.
Yes, sir.
Anytime you showed up, we think of something big. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about five-year anniversary of one of our biggest fights on the air?
Oh, no, I don't care about that. If you know.
Yeah, come on, celebrate it. Talk about it.
Nah.
How you were so wrong about that album.
I was.
Yeah.
What album?
If you're reading this, it's too late. Turn 5 years old and Manny Fontaine was like, Drake is a fraud. He's a propagandist. He's all this. Yo, you let him have it. Say, how you going to be rapping this hard?
And for real. Yeah. Everybody felt that. Said, except for you.
Hardest light-skinned nigga since Ice-T.
Except for you and Sarah. Y'all both. Y'all both were whack.
Why were we whack? What do we do?
The way y'all embraced that album. Oh my gosh, it's so amazing.
That was
I don't even like Drake, but this is amazing.
That's his best album to date.
It is. I love that album.
It's better than that last thing that went like 30 times platinum. What's that last album he had?
Scorpion?
Yeah.
I like half a Scorpion, but
everybody only likes half a Scorpion.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a singing Drake guy or you're a rap Drake person, you're going to like only half of that album. That's just how it works.
Yo, it still is dope. When I pull up on a nigga, tell that nigga back.
Quentin Miller not happy about that album.
Yeah, no,
like this year he ain't.
Yeah, he said, "Oh, everybody
he called Meek Mandela."
Said everybody's all congratulating. He said that album ruined my life. Yeah, he said.
I think he sounded like a baby.
Yeah, he said a lot of people been congratulating me and sending me messages about the 5 year anniversary, and I look on the socials and I see producers and other people that were involved with the artists, and they get to talk about how proud they are of this shit, and it's different for me, you know. It's pretty much taboo for me to even talk about it. I pretty much try to act like it doesn't even exist. The biggest shit of my entire career, right?
People act like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But he act like people know what he looked like. Like Quentin Miller used to go to the club a lot. Quentin Miller could be in this room right now. We wouldn't know. We wouldn't know. And I'm talking about there's only three people in this room right now.
I said, you mean if I say?
But Meek Mill's the one that gave him buzz.
Nobody even known about him, and he still got paid from it. So I don't know. I don't like. What you talking about?
Here's the thing:
you can still be ghostwriting. How could that stop your pen?
It shouldn't have, but I think he wants to be an artist. And I hear people say, "Oh, just put out music." He has been putting out music. Have you ever listened to Quentin Miller? He doesn't sound good rapping. He just doesn't.
And that's the point.
Hey, everyone can't be Kanye.
And that's my thing. It doesn't matter about this, man. It doesn't matter. You were going to be trash anyway.
Whoa, whoa.
Like, because if you weren't, you would have the adversity to get through it.
So what is he saying?
Yeah,
that
the tenacity.
That Meek Mill dropped a bomb on him.
He's just basically crying about it. Yeah. He's,
no,
yeah,
that Meek Mill dropped the bomb on him, yeah, and then Drake was like, "Oh, I can't work with you no more."
I don't know, but it's partly Meek saying something that brought a lot to attention. But then he felt some type of way because now Meek and Drake are buddy buddy. And he's like,
I can see that.
He said, but Drake and them, they don't talk to me at all, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, who gives, huh?
But he's probably thinking.
Well, Drake and them best friends, though? No.
Yeah,
you
but
just
that
came
was
up with some good concepts for him, man, for the time he talked to you.
Yeah, but he's probably thinking, like, how come Drake's career ain't ruined? If he the fraud, how come his career ain't ruined?
Because
how come
Drake
people
kept on rapping.
Well, yeah, how come people ain't running to me?
Drake got back to work. That's what Drake did. If Drake would have wallowed in it, his career would have been over too. If he would have got right back to work, started writing a song for other artists, and other artists made a song and said Quentin Miller made it, he would still be booming. But he fucked up. He sat and cried about it too long. And that brings me to my next issue. A lot of women and men just cry about their relationship.
That's so funny though, because how long was this dude writing for Drake? Like the whole time when we were calling Drake
the
best?
No, I think it was just this album.
Just this album, yeah.
He only worked on this album.
Oh, then he can't be crying because Drake did redeem himself. Because, you know, I was thinking about that interview Drake did. Were you here, Jermaine, when we were talking about it?
Did you ever
end up watching the Drake interview?
Oh, yeah. He was here because we talked about it on the year wrap-up thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it was mentioned, like, if you listen to Drake talk in that interview, I mean, he talks like he invented rap. That's why he's, the greatest artist, you know? And then, who did that? Was it some what?
It was Elliot and B-Dot.
No, what? Not that. There's this recent interview with, like, Kevin Durant and some other basketball players. I don't know where they're at. And they said that they think Drake is, like, the greatest rapper ever. And I'm like, dude, why is Drake getting all this fucking credit? He probably has someone else behind the scenes writing the shit right now.
So what? They don't care.
Why don't you care, though?
We don't care about that anymore.
Why should they? They don't give a damn about it.
But why is Drake so great? What is Drake doing that's so great?
He dominated a decade.
Yeah.
Like, you sound like the person that says, like, in 2006, it says, why do you guys like Jay-Z?
Like, you
all these
like
rap
you
at the same thing.
We
all
could
the time
do a whole party on Drake songs alone, and that party be bumping.
But to me, I think there's better rappers that come out.
Yeah. We definitely know this, but you are.
But again, somebody would say, yeah, there's Nas and there's DMX.
No,
50
I was
Cent, Ja Rule.
Even like the underground people we listen to, that new dude, Roddy Ricch, is fucking hot.
Yeah, but that's just one album.
Yeah.
They wasn't calling Drake the best after Thank You Later.
Yeah, but you know what? Denzel Curry better than Drake, and he didn't release more than one album.
But he don't have the hits. Even if you think he's a better rapper, he doesn't have the hits.
It doesn't matter. So you telling me that somebody can make some catchy ass, bullshit ass for the ladies type song? You gonna love it? This is the same shit we did with Ja Rule. This is Ja Rule part two. Y'all don't even realize it.
So what?
I bet
you mad? Your problem is you're upset that other people think that Drake is Drake.
No,
it doesn't mean that you think that Drake is
Drake. Because we've seen this before. And then when someone came out, if someone comes out and ruins the way you think about Drake and ruins it to the fact, I mean, Drake's career was almost ruined, if you look at it. If that Pusha T shit would have stuck, you would have been like, damn, this nigga ain't shit. Hiding kids, having sex with porn stars. Y'all would have really been like, this nigga ain't shit. If he would have, you know, not did what you did or whatever, would have sat there and wallowed in it. His career was almost ruined, and it made us do a lot of thinking. And now we over here calling Drake the best rapper.
But who cares about what they think?
But I'm just saying.
That's athletes, too. I don't care what athletes. What athletes really know are good rappers?
That's
true. You're
trying to argue, and probably they're arguing their favorite, and you can't argue somebody's favorite. Like, Drake makes more songs for them. They're in the club. J. Cole and Kendrick are not in the club. ASAP and Big Sean aren't in the club as much as Drake is. Like, it depends on where you at in your life. Like, Denzel's not in the club like that. Denzel Curry's not in the club. Roddy Ricch just got there. But again, that's one album. You're never going to do the Rookie of the Year versus LeBron James. You wouldn't do that. LeBron James been amazing for the past, 10, 12 years of his career.
So what? Kobe Bryant was a rookie? And they still argue with Jordan right now?
No,
look where Kobe
didn't.
Bryant at.
Kobe came in 96. Jordan retired for the second time in 97.
Okay.
98. They wasn't arguing that
knew.
Antonio
they didn't know
won the championship that year. It took a while for Kobe to get to.
We're
like,
going too far. Listen.
Yeah. My whole point is this. Drake has the whole Ja Rule menu going on here. The no, he whole doesn't. Yes,
you're,
he does.
You're disrespecting. Ja Rule was only for 4 years. Like, you got to, you
but,
remember,
so that's because within 4 years, Ja Rule
was still good, though. Like,
yeah.
Doing? And that's the thing. Ja Rule's still good, but he got his career ruined. And someone came and took his whole...
Yeah, so you took him off the ball.
Basically, you want somebody to come ruin Drake's career.
His career was almost ruined. And then he was talking shit about Pusha T.
Pusha T is still out there.
Pusha T is still out there. You want to know some Pusha T, the better rapper?
You think he won't do it again?
Yeah, so we're not arguing for a better rapper. We know who's a better rapper.
I think you can name 50 rappers better than Drake.
I don't think that Pusha T can even do it again because Drake got so many people that like squashed it. He has too many handlers.
No, Drake is smarter than Ja Rule. Ja Rule stopped doing what he's supposed to be doing and started paying attention to 50 Cent.
No, Drake learned from Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Drake is almost like Floyd Mayweather. He chooses the right fights, and once he gets to, he'll tire you down before he even gets to the fight. Then when he gets to the fight, he'll beat your ass.
Yeah,
that's how I look at him.
Nothing you can do.
Like, when Joe Budden got into him, he didn't.
He let Joe Budden go fall for six times. Nobody cared.
He didn't care because he knew.
Like, and then you still got to put that in perspective. Drake is a world artist. So Pusha T can't do anything to him. You're going to have to find another world artist if you're trying to knock Drake off. And that's not going to happen anytime soon. He's going to be
And Drake is never going to bout with anybody that wants to go lyrical, miracle rap with him. I don't think so. He's always going to take it back to the, I can control the club, I can do...
That's true, because Common wanted it with them too, and he was like, oh.
But he gave it to him on Stay Scheming. It wasn't like Common, he backed down, he gave him an amazing verse. It's funny when the guys start acting like the bras.
Yeah.
Can't wait to, like the finish line, we can't wait to run into you. He gave it to Common.
I thought Common did his Canada Dry line after that.
He did.
He never came back.
Yeah, right. See?
Yeah, Canada Dry line was nice though.
Anyways.
Golly, the hate for Drake, I don't even get it.
He's annoying as fuck.
If you listen to the discography again, you'll probably like it.
Whose discography?
What just got released?
Views is actually pretty good if you listen to it again.
I can't listen to a Drake album again. I can listen to maybe a Drake song. Like, I could go back to Legends and Energy and stuff like that, but I can't ever listen to, like, a whole Drake album from front to back.
Try it. Ride into work.
No, because I have a shitty day at work.
Oh God!
It's not gonna help me release my mind.
And it was so far gone is great front to back. It's a good album. And, if you're reading this too late, it's great front to back. Meek Mill responded. He sent out a tweet. Anybody catch this tweet? He said it's
Meek
not
Mill,
a
John. You said Mills.
No, I did not. See her said Mills earlier. It's not a coincidence that all these people bringing my name up at once. Laugh out loud. I've been moving too right, and certain people not feeling it because most of these guys can't get in the room. I've been outside for years in the field. Now I'm helping changing laws now and freeing people.
What are we talking about? What is this?
I thought that 50 Cent said something about him too on the Breakfast Club.
He did, but I didn't watch that interview. You gotta watch 50. Well, remember him and 50 went back and forth when
50 goes at it with everybody though. Like,
yeah, and even though he said
he be going at it with everybody like he bored.
Yeah, what did he say? Oh, Kobe died. I'm going to lay off and then back again at Taraji. I was like, oh man. And everybody laughs it off. Yeah, because of Empire and Power.
No,
they didn't even come on at the same night. They barely ran around at the same time.
That's so funny because he talked all that shit and Power is still having its run and Empire got ruined by one incident.
Yeah.
So, y'all watching all the spinoffs?
No.
No, we don't have
time
for that.
Come on, John, stop lying. I hate when John does that. Jonathan always pretend like he ain't gonna watch some shit.
Oh, man.
And then secretly watch the shit.
You crazy.
Nah. Like, he on some bullshit. First of all, he's a manic TV person. Like,
Sarah.
He watch everything, Jonathan.
No. Oh
my. I wish you would stop lying to these people.
John doesn't watch everything.
I don't watch TV barely.
John watch Love, Lock Up. He watch.
No, okay.
No. All right. And all seriousness, it's very hard to get John to just sit down and watch something. He basically has TV playing in the background.
He's still paying attention.
Yeah, okay.
No. All
right.
He was just down here watching Love Lock Up.
Oh, Love After
when
Lock Up.
When you gonna start watching it?
And that is Sarah's show.
Yeah, when you gonna start watching it?
I can't.
Why can't you? You ain't doing nothing Friday night.
Damn.
I can watch
it. John, that damn was a little too hard. Did you have to
Sarah J, what's going on with your girl Wendy Williams? Somebody was pointing out that even though she comes across as liberal, that really she might be a conservative. They pointed out a couple of things. Listen, they said yo, she talked about Beyonce and Jay-Z sitting at the Super Bowl saying they should get up. Then one time she had shouted out the NYPD and stated people talk bad about them, but they're the first ones they call when they're in trouble. Obviously. She was, recently she talked about how gay men should stop wearing women's heels and skirts. And then there was another time before that where she talked about HBCUs and what would happen if there was HWCUs, like historically white, whatever, colleges and universities. The reason why...
What are you talking about?
I know. You asked me what I'm talking about. I didn't do that.
What am I talking about? That?
She said that. The gay one was just wild that she did. I was like, most of your audience are not most, but you have a large contingent of gay people. And then the weird part, I think the show was recorded, but she apologized on Instagram. And I was like, you got to really apologize when your show comes back on this week. That was just strange that you just went out of your way to.
People don't apologize prior to the stuff coming out, just like the whole Gayle King thing. You know, they wait for the reaction. It's already said. You know what I'm saying?
She's like the 50 Cent of a talk show hosting.
But this is
what is going on?
What do you mean?
Your voice is not the same anymore. We barely can't, it's because you're sick, now that you're not talking a lot, but your voice is not sound like back to, what's going on? Like some lemon drops or something.
What if your vocal cords are ruined?
Yeah.
Because you've been doing karaoke and you've been singing at the top of your lungs.
All right. Sarah J.
First of all, they're not wrong, guys. They're all right.
Like a DOC. Remember when DOC his voice after that car accident?
No, but that's
you do know the DOC. You seen the NWA movie?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So how did he lose his voice?
Car accident. She said, "If you're a man and you're clapping, you're not even part of this. You don't understand the rules of the day. As women going out and getting saucy and then going back home, you're not a part. I don't care if you're gay. You don't get menstruation every 28 days. You can do a lot that we do, but I get offended by the idea that we go through something you will never go through." Here's the problem with what she was saying. On the surface, she's correct, but no gay man or trans woman the majority of them are not saying they're women. That's why you say trans in front of the trans woman is going to relate to another trans woman more so she's going to relate to Sarah, because Sarah was a 13-year-old girl. Trans woman was not a 13-year-old girl.
I don't even understand.
But the thing is,
they
want to be called she, right?
You pick your pronouns, I guess, but it's still your pronoun doesn't mean what you went through.
How does they and them?
You pick whatever you want. You pick your. It was just a weird outburst from her. It was just really strange.
No, I think they didn't show the whole clip. There's something that happened because she was talking to a gay man in the audience, and she must have been telling a story, and then he said something, and then she's like, no, and then she made that statement. So they didn't really show the whole clip, and that's what I hate about the media. Like, they give you, like, what they want you to see that's going to cause, like, the most problems. And it still goes back to, like, that whole Gayle King thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one even watched the interview. They just watched that snippet that went around on the internet.
Yeah.
And they react. You get the clip and you react. And then people be like, man, I hate when people just take clips and don't listen to the whole thing. She did. She got on Instagram video and said, "I didn't mean to offend the LGBTQ+ community. One thing I can tell you right now is I never do this show in a place of malice. I didn't mean to hurt anybody's feelings.
What is she talking about?
I'm just having a conversation.
No, see, that
if you
right
know me
top.
Long enough, then you know I'm not out of touch, except for perhaps yesterday for saying what I said. So I deeply apologize. I would do better."
See, you should stop reading it right there, John. What is that, man? I don't want to hear that shit.
And here's the part. Man, stop watching her.
I don't watch.
I'm telling this to them.
No, I thought you were talking to me.
No, I don't watch Wendy. I don't think you watch Wendy.
But yeah, I thought about her, like, I was reading an article and they were talking about her. I was just like, why do we watch this shit? Why do we watch it?
Because people
it doesn't
like,
make any sense,
people
though.
Like messiness.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
we like it, but then we start to believe it, though. So if we're going to treat it like it's fucking, you know,
and also
fictional, then let's just...
It's her deliverance of the messiness. Like, everyone knows she's talking shit when she does what she does. But they take it from her, you know what I'm saying? Like, I sat here and I told you, yo, Jay-Z having an affair with, you know, some chick down in Miami, you'd be so mad that I said it to you. But if she said it, her deliverance is completely different. You people eat it up. So it's like.
Yeah. I just wish we come up with a word for people like her. Like, you know, if you acting real soap operish, like, we should just treat you like that, you know, like, damn, that's a new episode, you know.
Yeah, I'm like, that's just a lot of the daytime television. I find it strange that, like, that it still exists today, and there's what, The Real, The Talk, The View, and all you guys do is argue. One of the reasons why I can't watch First Take, because I could take it off of women and be like, y'all just argue. Y'all talk in circles and be like, you pick a side. All right, let's argue. Let's butt heads.
Yeah,
right?
No, there's no, like, I don't know.
I didn't even realize.
Like, she gets so much money and.
I didn't even realize men had, like, daytime TV. I thought daytime.
It's just sports.
Yeah, but it's like men, daytime TV.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is like, these people who come on during the day, even though they're women gossiping and, like, women eat that shit up, they're only for certain women. Like, people think it was, like, all Oprah only appealing to, like, white housewives who are sitting at home. I mean, all this shit's for white housewives that are sitting at home.
Yeah.
Just so that they could still be in the know. You tune into those shows to be in the know. And I ain't sitting at home during the day. This chick got to work. So I got to catch all my shit later on. So I don't know why everyone's so mad. And if you sit at home watching William Williams, probably don't. Right. So go to work.
You might work a second shift. You don't know that. These people might have a second shift job.
You work second shift. You can't watch Wendy
I don't
Williams.
Work second shift at all. I'm a swing shift.
Oh, I thought
your
it was
time,
second.
What no. time did she come home?
She's and plus she comes on at night too sometimes. Didn't BT used to air her show?
Yeah, like I watch BT.
No, I'm not saying you do, but you knew that.
Rib shot. There we go.
VH1 used to air that show again.
I think it was BT, but and maybe like Channel 50, but who cares?
Which one of y'all getting that Harriet Tubman? Wakanda?
Who did this?
Jim Picard.
Me.
All right, Manny Fontaine, tell us about it. We'll watch it. What was the thought process behind Harriet Tubman throwing out the Wakanda Forever?
Is that real? I thought you were funny right now.
No, this is a real card.
No, that's real.
Who does this? So it's from the nation's largest, is One United Bank, in honor of Black History Month, the nation's largest Black-owned and FDIC-insured bank decided to release a new debit card to celebrate. They chose a painting of famed abolitionist Harriet Tubman to go on the new limited edition Visa debit card, but it's not an image of how we've seen her for years. They had someone paint an image of our fearless leader throwing up the Wakanda Forever sign. React. Painty Fontaine, why would you do that?
No, I would never do that. I'm being facetious.
I think, well, first of all, I think that they chose Harriet Tubman because she didn't get the $20 bill.
Yeah,
like
we still waiting on that.
Well, I'm not. I think, okay, I'm not being that person. I just got to put this out there, okay? I think that if you're going to be throwing some Black powerful figures, currency that you want our people to use, and I'm just going to put this out there, you got to choose someone that has a better picture from history. Because let's be honest.
Well, she does have a better picture than that. She has the one where she's sitting down. Or the one with the gun or something like this.
No. That's not what I'm saying. Look, Harriet Tubman clearly went through some stuff, or they painted this like later, or this picture they've been using for years. I'm just saying, get Frederick Douglass. Now that's the dude
with the crazy hair.
So what? They didn't have relaxers back then, John. So that's how his hair looks. And he didn't want to tie it up.
You want to beautify it. You saying she ain't cute enough.
Yeah, and you shouldn't have said the way you said it because we have a bunch of ugly old white men on here. You did not
but
say
that's take, my whole point.
Take them off the money.
Upgrade it with somebody better because they're not going to take the presents off.
Look at your European standard right now.
No, I'm saying get Frederick Douglass. Hell, get Obama. I don't care. My whole thing is that part of the thing is that.
Now, let the record show a Black woman has not yet named another Black woman to go on this money.
I don't know any other powerful Black women.
Rosa Parks?
Yeah.
Well,
just
I mean,
had a birthday.
I mean, you could give
Maya
it to
Angelou.
Rosa. You could give it to Rosa Parks, but they want to go to like
Simone.
Yeah, they can. They want to go to the same era. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. I mean, don't get me wrong. She did great things. Yeah, you looking for a photo and you?
No, they all look the same.
Yeah, and you know what you think in your mind.
I don't care. They can put any of these photos on here. I couldn't care less. I don't. Nobody needs to be cute on my money. I don't care
nobody's,
about that.
Nobody's cute on your money now.
I know. That's why
but
I say
I
don't
that,
care.
That, I know that that's one of the first things that people are thinking, like, man, I don't want this photo on my money.
I didn't want the dead presidents on my money, but here they are. So,
well, that was brought on before you, though.
Yeah. So it's already been established. So I don't care what picture they put on anybody.
Money is cute to me anyway. As long as it's money, it's cute.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people like, yo, find a dope ass picture of Harriet Tubman. You know, with the the long.
You know what? I've never thought about her as like I never looked at her as like a beauty thing, like as an ugly or cute or anything.
Nothing. Yeah.
Nah, I just thought of her as just revolutionary.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird, like, that you even thought about that.
No, I just know what people are thinking. They're like, get a better photo. Get something else.
Get that one. Get the side view.
That looks like an actor.
I think it's just a painting. I don't know. I don't think it's an actor. How many people have played Harriet Tubman besides that movie we just had?
So how you gonna feel if somebody pulled it out?
Oh, I bought the debit card?
Yeah.
I'm like, you wild. So you went, this is what you went with, bro. You wild. And you combine the two different things. Like, what does Wakanda got to do with America?
We got to get over this Wakanda shit.
And it's so fictional. Like, it's
Chad
fictional.
Boseman did that shit this.
Yeah, he did. He looked weird.
I know he was.
Darren said he didn't want to do that it. Weight. He looked really skinny.
He didn't want to do that shit no more. He's done with that. He's like, yo, come on.
I don't know why. He's going to have to do it when Black Panther 2 come out.
Yeah.
Yes.
He going to kill himself in this episode. He going to die. Like, yo.
Y'all got a problem with them charging tickets to go to Kobe's memorial? Charging prices? Tickets aren't free?
I mean, it's just a memorial.
How much?
They didn't do the price, but I saw people get upset and say it's a money grab. It can't be because they got a lot of Kobe was well off, right? But I thought it's a way just to limit. Because, like, Kobe, they was like, well, for Nipsey, it was free. I was like, yeah, that's true, but Kobe versus Nipsey.
It's crazy.
Like, yeah, that's a big
especially
difference.
For LA, yeah.
That's a different thing, and it you just like how bad do you want to? I don't have a problem with it. I understand why it's being.
Is it gonna be on TV?
I don't know. A lot of people don't know that either. And I was like, does it really? I mean, you're really paying to be in the room with a bunch of famous people if they're going to be at that memorial. Because I think they said the Michael Jackson one was free. Obviously you weren't at that private one, and then they said the money's going to the Mamba charity, so that's cool. But it didn't bother me. I was just like,
no, it don't bother me either.
It doesn't bother me because it's not like it's a funeral; it's just a memorial. So I can see like why they would charge.
Not this year.
Okay, cool.
You know your boy Stevie Wonder gonna be there. They call him up for every memorial.
Sarah, why don't you tell Melissa? I mean, tell Jermaine how Melissa said you don't know shit about your favorites, your faves.
No, Melissa. I made a statement. I was like, I like Stevie Wonder, like I like his music, you know. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh yeah, where was Stevie Wonder born? And I said, I really don't know. Well, how do you like his music? You don't even know where he's from.
Dang.
And I'm like. I was like, I like a lot of people's music, and I don't know where
he's
they're
like,
from.
How can you be a fan?
Yeah.
Call yourself a
like,
fan.
Dang, she snapped on you.
Yeah.
Because you do know where Prince is born.
Yeah, she
did.
You do.
But they put that out there, though.
Yeah, we found out he was in Saginaw, Michigan. It's where Stevie Wonder is from. But yeah, she was calling her out. She asked her about Beyonce, and Sarah said, Houston? She said, oh, so you know that one, but you don't know Stevie Wonder.
There's a lot of artists I don't know where they're from, though.
Nah, listen. She told you about yourself. She said, yo, be great. If you're gonna do anything, do it great.
Melissa wants me to have every little bit of information readily available.
Which is strange in this day and age. I didn't expect my parents to know stuff, but I definitely wouldn't expect you to know stuff in this day of Google. I wouldn't ask you much.
Yeah.
I would kind of come down and say, did you know that Stevie Wonder was born in Michigan? Not like, hey, you know Stevie Wonder born? Mm-hmm. Hey, you not a fan. I'm like, what?
That's because Melissa is a little World War II encyclopedia. Like, she knows so much. She's like, well, if I know about my favorite shit, you should know about your favorite shit.
Yeah, she was like, she was telling him, Sarah, that last night about this European country fought more for women's rights than blah, blah. And I was like, what do you want from us?
Why is she into European shit?
I don't know. She's going to the Holocaust Museum, so that's going
to
be.
Oh, my God. She's about to tell you the Holocaust.
Yeah, everything.
She might what?
She's going to tell you the Holocaust is deeper than slavery. She said,
Holocaust. The more pop,
yeah.
The, yeah.
What did Melissa say? Africa ain't that important to learn about because they ain't been in no major wars or they haven't won
no
wars.
Yeah, she's like, how many wars have they been in?
I'm like, Melissa, they mind their own fucking business. That's why they ain't been in no wars.
Wow.
Janet coming back. Mini Fonse, you going to get the album?
I bet you them Black Diamond tour tickets probably $500.
Wait, she's about to do a whole new album?
A new album in a tour starting in May.
Who's doing the album with JD? Is JD doing it?
They think so?
She can work with whoever she wants. She a divorced woman now with millions of dollars.
What? Hey, didn't she marry a billionaire or something like that?
Yeah, you know the vibes.
Dang, didn't like her, Eve marry?
Eve?
No, that guy's not a billionaire.
Yeah, he's a millionaire. Jay Electronica?
Yeah. Who do you mean?
He's one of the Rothschilds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now he got an album coming with Jay.
Why Carlos would get mad about that? He should be...
Okay, you want to explain who Carlos is? You're just throwing out people's names on the podcast?
He should be positioning that shit. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The Jay Electronica album is finally done. It looks like Jay-Z going to be on the majority of it, but not on all the songs. So you get a basically Watch the Throne 1.5.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I am.
I'm excited for that.
Okay, all right. Maya's not really married. I don't know what's going on. I think on my last episode.
I can't believe we still talked about Maya.
I think she either married herself or it's for a music video. Either way, not married.
Yo, Neil's getting divorced from his wife.
For real?
Yeah.
Remember when we did the Neo's album? He was talking about the threesomes and everything.
Remember they were doing videos on Instagram? He was standing up for his wife or something like that?
I don't remember this.
Yeah, because his wife was on, what did I tell you, John? One of them, that E! Show.
It was Platinum?
Platinum Life?
Yeah, with King Los and...
Yeah, so she was one of the chicks on there.
His woman.
And I remember like a lot of the girls didn't like her.
Yeah, it was something like that.
And like they felt like a lot of fans felt like she was the one that ruined the show.
Yeah, he was standing up for her all the time.
Yeah, he was always having to stick up for her. So anyway, so they're getting divorced after two kids and all this other stuff. And I guess last night she was in Chicago and she was like at the club with Ryan Henry.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, already.
Everybody on Ryan Henry nuts. They stay on.
They gonna be on YouTube when you can throw muscles.
You like his baby mama?
I think she Rachel.
Did you see Jeremiah looking a little rough last night?
No, I didn't see.
Yeah, purple braids.
What was Rachel last night? Anybody see that?
No, I didn't see her last night.
Oh, okay, so first of all, you would think that they have beef, but they don't. He actually, Ryan actually put on his Instagram story like, oh, look at this, a hometown dude doing it for Chicago, Jeremiah. So clearly,
for real?
Yeah, he clearly ain't got a problem with her. Second of all, him and his baby's mom just went on a family vacation to Mexico like a week ago.
Ryan Henry went out with Rachel?
Yeah, they went. They took the kids and went with some of their friends and went to Mexico for a week.
I know he's been trying to get back with her forever.
Anyways, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know. He was in the club with the old girl. But, I mean, real talk. Yeah, of course a lot of people are on his nuts. He started lifting weights. He got his little hair going. It's slicked down. He be getting it braided. I mean, he's a good looking man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a handsome brother.
I mean, he's always been good looking though.
All right, relax. You didn't need the tooth.
Oh.
Okay.
Keep going.
I just messed with you.
But the weight's just added to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, John gonna get his body like that and he gonna
throw me in there.
And then he gonna
throw me
the
ball.
And then I'm gonna have to go to another dinner with, you know, a girl that John messed with, she gonna be like, damn.
Hey, I never messed with nobody.
No, it's true.
True.
And they gonna be oogling John. They were like, John's so fine. He got muscles.
He gonna come to the dinner with his shirt off.
Yeah.
With a bitch.
No shirt. Yeah, I ain't need no shirt in here, do I?
Omarion says he wants to talk to Fizz.
Yeah, now that April and Fizz done broke up.
Nah, they still together.
No, I thought they broke
up. No. They still together.
Where's that at?
They still together.
What are you talking about?
Monique says the only reason those pictures got deleted is because of the court trial and whatnot, but they still together.
Dang, you be all in this Love and Hip Hop news. That's
my job, unfortunately. But he did ink a deal with Zeus Network to stream the Millennium Tour concert.
I hope these people signing with Zeus Network are really gonna get paid.
He said he wanted to, you know, he said they should have a conversation sooner or later. There's, you know, organic. He was on Big Boy Radio. He did say he found out about them through a friend. Like they didn't tell him. You gotta give me the heads up. Just gotta give me the heads up.
Yeah,
so I don't look crazy out here.
Yeah, that's trash.
I don't look crazy out here, man.
That's extremely trash.
Yo, I'm not saying whatever, but I really, really, really want to know Omarion, because April really makes it seem like he is a shitty person, and she's the one coming off as a shitty person, and we can't see her side because we didn't live with Omarion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I wish somebody else would bring their perspective, like, oh, like what, not her, like Fizz, but like someone else would bring their perspective, and who don't, maybe who don't like him. I don't know. They don't really have to like Omarion.
I think it's, the problem is we have such a taboo way of thinking.
What do you mean?
We don't never, like, I just feel like when it comes to like exes and stuff like that, we have such a weird way of like expressing that. So now we're all confused on which one is really bad.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, because I always feel like celebrities are the main people in the world who have three sides, like the side they show their fans, the side they show their friends, and the side they show like their family type of shit. And I'm wondering, like, how bad could it have been in that relationship that he has custody of the two of his kids, his own kids that he has with you, and you decide to mess with his friend because she keeps saying, y'all don't know how this man treated me and all this other stuff. Well, how did he treat you? Because this is just your side. He ain't even saying nothing.
I even take that out, though. It doesn't matter who she's messing with, but why does he have both kids? Something's wrong with her, like, in the situation. Like, take Fizz completely out of it. You don't have... Him having the kids, something has to mentally be wrong with her in some manner.
She financially couldn't support him.
Yeah, mentally or something like that, yeah.
There's just no way. There's no way I'm going to have a baby with a celebrity.
No, and I don't think that's it, though, because she would have just put him on child support.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. There's no way I'd have a baby with a celebrity.
But I'm not, and when I say something mentally might be wrong, that's not a knock on her, because we all go through mental breakdowns and situations and stuff like that. And that could have been a safe situation for her to say, no, the kid should live with you, you know? But, like, nobody's going to let it be known that she made the decision for the kids to live with her dad.
That's a question you should sit down and ask Omarion, how did you get full custody?
I feel like no one's asking that question.
Yeah, because even if you, let's say it's not mental and it's financial, like, there's been plenty of celebrities who have had kids with women who don't work.
Yeah.
We don't know her job. She was off of Love & Hip Hop for a couple of seasons. So what is your real job? Do you have a real job? So are you telling me Omarion was just one of the few celebrities who was like, nah, I want both the kids then. I want custody of my kids. And most of these other celebrities, you feel like, I'll just give this girl some money so I can, you know, go out and live my life.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand.
You trying to tell me Future could have had custody of all his kids? If he wanted it? I'm the one who makes money. Let me get these kids.
Ooh, Future, he just spreading himself way too thin.
I don't know if y'all listened last week. I talked about Future's son. Nobody's still not talking about this story.
Ever.
His 17-year-old son got arrested for gang violence and gang criminal stuff. He got caught with a gun with the serial number scratched off, and everybody's still talking about him and Lori Harvey, boy, it's crazy.
No, they talking about him and that other chick.
Oh, his other baby mama?
Yeah,
that,
something's going on with that now.
He wants her to give a gag order?
Yeah.
Everything but this story. I was like, this guy's kid is facing some time.
I mean, listen, that's a deeper, darker.
Tyrese and Joe got a joint album. Manny Fontaine, thoughts? How excited are you? Tyrese and Joe, bald-headed man. I need to get in that one. Do the raps.
Yeah, they're going to do Zodiac Sign Part 2. Are you Muslim?
Remember, he was like, I didn't put Aquarius in there because I had just broke up with one. And I was like, so all the Aquarius girls was like, where's my sign coming? Yeah, no, nothing. He said, if you remember on the remix, R. Kelly got to say Aquarius. I didn't see that. I said, you petty. That's how we knew. Anything else, man? I mean, Jussie back in the news. Got Chicago not letting it go.
Man, out of all the people Chicago could be going for, like, after for money and shit. I mean, you can go after R. Kelly. Didn't he do some foul shit in the city and waste y'all resources?
Well, he's already where they need him to be. So he doesn't say.
So you think if Jussie Smollett just went to jail, they would leave him alone?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But he was like, yo, you made us look bad. So yeah. I said this. You would think that they would just let it go and move on instead of keep rehashing this.
I think it's just so funny how he got off. Like, if you really lied to the police, they don't really just let you leave. Like, okay, then just leave Chicago. Like, he's not in the city walking around like this dude's somewhere else and hiding. Like, how does this happen?
You gotta be.
Yeah.
It looked like Kehlani and Keisha Cole beefing, but I don't know
why. Kehlani and YG back together.
Yeah.
Don't they got a song together?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then they released it like on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Yo, I was telling Sarah.
Why didn't y'all do a song, man?
Hey, what you think about that new Bruno Mars song?
I don't know.
That song been out for about a month and a half. It's Charlie Wilson featuring Bruno Mars. It's called Valentine. No. And then I
didn't know he was on that. I thought he just produced it. They play it on not GCI. What's that other one?
D103.
All the time.
I bet they do. And then I was telling Sarah we should go to Essence Fest. And I was like, who got to go there for you to go there? I said, all right, if Bruno Mars, because she was like, nobody, I don't care about no SFS, blah, blah. Yeah, right. And then I said, all right, if Bruno Mars of the weekend show up, don't say nothing. She's like, I'm not that big a fan. I looked up and Janet Jackson and Bruno Mars are going to be at SFS this year. And I was like,
y'all going?
No. But here's the thing I was thinking about. How come we let Bruno Mars live? Not like we, quote unquote, you know, the word.
Yeah,
no, right?
Yeah. All
right, now, because I don't care. But I feel... Like, he can relax, do a couple of features if he want to. There's no pressure on him. But I feel like there's a lot of pressure on Cardi B for like, yo, where's the next album? Yo, where's it at? We got to get
that's
this.
That's because Bruno Mars still pops up.
Yeah.
He still pops up and does his features. He was on that Gucci song last year.
Oh, yeah. With Kodak Black.
Who
shot his shot. Y'all saw Kodak. Zendaya. Look at, he says, Zulin in an icebox, frozen in time. But mentally, you're my Valentine. I hope I made you smile with this poem. I'm thinking about you all the way home. P.S. Don't make me beat up Spider-Man.
Dang.
Or don't make me beat Spider-Man up. I don't want to ruin the Kodak's words.
Smooth.
You like that? All right. Yeah, Jay. On a scale of...
Ain't he in jail?
Yes, he said, I'm cool. I'm Zooling in the icebox, frozen in time. First line.
What happened to jail? What is jail nowadays?
You get Instagram hours.
It's like timeout.
He put this on Instagram. So somebody,
that's my whole point. He got access to Instagram.
Maybe he called somebody and said, put Zulin in the icebox, frozen in time.
Yo, I'm just saying, look, we watched Scared Straight last night, right?
We do some weird stuff as a family.
Yeah, we watched a clip of Scared Straight.
And Sarah, at one point, Melissa said, why I gotta watch all this? I'm not gonna go to jail.
And... I mean, them dudes made it sound like, you don't want everybody to be in here. You don't want to be in here, little boy. You know what I do with a little nigga like you? And all this other stuff.
Go ahead,
Sandy.
You get it off.
And then I'm like, dang, jail, but it has to be the worst place imaginable, you know? And then I see shit like this. Like, somebody's doing what I would do, like, while I'm on my break at work.
The Wire let me know that you can have KFC in there. You get a phone in there, mobile phone.
VCR.
I mean, I know the living arrangements ain't the best. Like, they're not sitting on a plush couch that pulls out, you know, at night when they get ready to go to bed and shit. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Is jail really? You think it's bad?
I think it's bad.
I want to go see these jails.
It might not be bad for Kodak Black, though. I'm gonna really beat Kodak Black up all day. Okay. He might get one fight or something like that, but you think about it. He has enough money where he can pay people off.
That's true.
And then people want you to do their song and shit. You know how many rappers are in jail? Oh my gosh, I gotta suck.
Yeah.
All right. A guy takes his girlfriend of 2+ years to see the photograph, the new movie with Lakeith Stanfield.
Y'all going to see that?
Maybe. Sarah's not in it. Ron, since we've been together, we have never watched that one romance movie. I don't think we have, right? Gone Girl is the closest. And if you've seen Gone Girl, you know that's another romance movie. So with Issa.
I thought you said Gone Girls. I said.
And then he dumps her right afterward.
Where is this at?
Antonia Hilton, a correspondent and producer for Vice, took to Twitter Saturday to share with her followers that happened to her on Valentine's Day. She said her boyfriend of more than 2 years took her out on the Valentine's Day date to see the photograph. And not long after their date, he completely blindsided her by dumping her, apparently for no reason, or at least not one that she was aware of. She said she can understand being dumped. Hey, it happens to the best of us. But what she doesn't understand is why the hell did he take her out on a date first to see a movie about love on Valentine's Day? Quote, I cannot wrap my head around why he took me out first. Is that a thing? Are men okay? I mean, he could have said that, $20.
Yeah, why did he even spend money?
I hope he didn't buy no popcorn.
Yeah, he tried to land it on each other.
I would have been asking a lot of questions. Like, what the fuck was this?
Yeah. He could have took it to something else. He just took it to Sonic Hedgehog and then got out of there fast. That's how you do it.
I don't know what he's thinking, but I'm more embarrassed for telling about the hell.
Yeah,
some L's are supposed to just stay with you. No, put them in your pocket.
She wrote a story. She worked for Vice.
I hate how people live their lives these days. Could you imagine crying and picking up your phone and putting?
Oh, I could never understood that. You got the tears, bro. I gotta give you these tears. I'm like, are you crazy? That's the last thing I want to do is pick up my phone and get the right.
I get angle. Broken up like that, nigga. Fuck my phone.
Yeah,
fuck y'all for about three or four weeks.
That's the thing. I was just gonna say that. I'm not saying keep that story forever, but hold it until you're like, we're recording this on the 16th. Yeah. It just happened, right? So
yeah.
I would have said, man, last Valentine's Day, my man broke up with me before the girl came out. Nah, yo, guess what happened to me yesterday? Because he might come back and be like, yeah, that was wild. And then you told us, and we thinking, damn, I forgot I was about to ask you.
In other news, on my birthday, it was a guy, obviously, had birthday, man. You know, I appreciate you and all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I text him like, you know, I appreciate it, man. He's like, appreciate you for who you are as man, you know, about all this. I guess I've been saying some real spiritual stuff to him. But I don't know who he is. And I've been trying to text him to figure it out. But I'm way too deep. I'm in too deep now.
Like, he ain't dropped no clues?
No, I've been like, I said, so he said, how you been, man? Just checking in on you. I said, I'm groovy, man. I said, how you been? What's new in life? He says, oh, man, everything's the same.
I definitely would say, who is this?
It's too late now, though. Because I've been texting for like 2-3 weeks now.
No, you know what's funny?
You know what you need to do? Real talk?
Go ahead.
Put the phone number into Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. Because sometimes you can get found by phone number.
Yeah, okay, cool.
You know what's funny is that you asked him, so how's everything been? All the same. Well, what was it like before?
Yeah, I was like, damn.
I have no idea who you are.
I figured I didn't want to do that on my birthday because he seemed like such a nice person. And I obviously said something to him that was encouraging.
Is your phone number on any of your like social media account? Like if we have like.
It might be.
Like if we have any followers for like, for like people who follow you when they listen to this podcast.
Yeah, maybe.
What area code around here? You know,
what's area code around here?
Nah, see, that's got
to
be.
So you gave your number out to a random dude?
No, it's probably somebody I know. I just can't figure it out who it is.
Is there anyone in your phone, since you have a new phone, whose number may not have crossed over that you could think of?
Maybe, yeah, I go check my other phone.
Yeah, because that's what I'm thinking. Like, maybe the number didn't cross over when you switch phones. That's the only thing it could be.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to figure it out.
Man, you see.
I thought I was going to figure it out, man. I was having a good time until I realized I was in too deep to ask this motherfucker. So now he got to text me like 2 or 3 times. Then I got to wait like 6 months and then be like, hey, man, I got a new phone. I don't know who this is.
You could have also pulled the whole, yo, did you change your number? Because I don't have this number in my phone.
Yeah.
And then be like, all right, what you want me to save you under?
I wasn't.
And now if he hit you with a, save it under what you had the last time.
Hey, but you know what? Yeah, that would suck. You know what? You could still do that now. He ain't around you. Clearly, it's somebody who's not hanging out with you. You could be like, man, I got a new phone. You should do it like in like 3 weeks or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to keep y'all updated. Keep y'all updated. But I thought it was going to work way better than this. It just fell. What are we looking at?
I was trying to think if there was anything else.
I thought it was something about Amber Rose.
No, Amber Rose got a tattoo on her forehead of her kids' names.
Oh, yeah.
And she said she did it because after Kobe died,
I wish dead people could talk. I says, don't put nothing on me. Don't put nothing on me.
Like, she said that she feel like you should just live your life the way you want to and all this other stuff.
She's been doing that.
When has she ever stopped?
She does slow walks. What are we talking about?
She went and got surgeries way faster than she's supposed to after her pregnancy. She's,
you know what I thought about life. People with surgery, right? This is weird. I thought about this. I was just like, your kids are not going to look like you.
I always thought about that.
I was like, because
when you change your nose, you're like, how come I don't have breasts like you? Well, mommy,
no, it's so funny that because me and John just talked about that because John pulled up this article yesterday saying like what the perfect aesthetic is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
For like a woman's face.
It's wild. It is wild.
And it's like that. What was it? They want a Caucasian nose, Native American cheeks, a black girl's lips. And whose eyebrows?
South Asian eyes, so basically like Korea, Japan.
Yeah.
And then an ambiguous tan, so you can't tell what, you know.
Are
they Middle Eastern? Are they Latin? The Afro-Latina? Like, what? You don't know what that is. And that's what they go for. And they were talking about how if you don't have a makeup artist that can make you look like that, they got all these apps like of filters that they share on Twitter, on TikTok and stuff like that.
Oh man, that's crazy.
It's wild.
I'm just gonna go to the doctor and ask for the mixed girl special.
That's why everybody look like each other.
Yeah,
I just said the ideal mix one celebrity makeup artist told her combines South Asian brows and eyes, African American lips, a Caucasian nose, and Native American cheek structure with an all ethnically ambiguous tan. Instagram face is so ubiquitous that there are now special filters that give you the look digitally if you can't afford the real thing. On TikTok, users regularly share hacks on how to achieve it using creative hand placement or facial expressions. Almost no one is born with Instagram face. By virtue of it being associated with a digital platform, the look is always meditated and performed. Mediated and performed.
I was saying they meditating this shit?
And even those who have it naturally still use tools like Facetune to enhance their already
algorithms?
Yeah, but it's rhythmically. it's a hard word to just algorithmically.
There we go, you got it.
Features. So it's really wild. And it's like this account called Exposing Celebrity Surgery that shows, like, as you...
Oh, yeah, that I've seen that account before.
It shows you, like, how they lift these girls' eyebrows.
I'll just be like, man, the babies ain't gonna look like their mama.
Yeah, no. Nah. We're not passing down these traits anymore. Yeah. We're just like, nah, that's cool.
You gonna be like, to look like your mama, you gotta go to see Dr. Yeah, Miami.
Hopefully, yeah, gotta go see Dr. Miami Jr. Dr. Miami retired. Hopefully his son and her daughter could do the same.
It's like you're never gonna, like, your who you are will never be who you are. You know? Like, we're so busy changing ourselves.
It won't be physically. It'll still be, you know, if your parents were athletes, you might have a better chance of being. It'll be genes the other way, but not physically. Be internally.
Yeah.
Like, but I think that's it, man. I didn't care about the City Girl. Oh, so the City Girls and the Babies and the Baby nominated for Kids Choice Award, and people were like, what?
Right, what did y'all think about the baby having the baby?
I've talked about that last. I think that, I don't, you know, because I don't know the ins and outs of their relationship. So he said when he got the girl pregnant, he wasn't with his baby mama, but I said, you just got on. Stop having more kids. Like, dude, when you got one baby
wear protection.
Yeah, when you got one that's easy to deal with, bro. Yeah. Now you splitting up. I was like, why would you? Men don't make no sense because he had plenty of rules.
But even then, like, I think we need to start to not even look at it as a money time thing.
Oh, it's time.
Time. Yeah, you don't have time for the child.
Yeah,
and one child is gonna feel neglected. There's not enough money in the world to feel like a child is raised by a father that's absent, you know?
Yeah. He's also saying the baby isn't his. So this from All Hip Hop. You haven't heard, the baby is expecting another child. We probably wouldn't have known this if his daughter's mother, Mimi, had to put him on blast. She exposed, blah, blah, blah. So a woman who goes by the name of, this is wild, It's Locia, claims that he impregnated her and tagged the rapper blog site The Shade Room. Well, it looks like Baby has had enough of people spreading rumors about him and shut down Latavia's allegations. I don't know how they get from Isla to Latavia, whatever, that he is the father of her unborn child. He took to Twitter to clear his name, saying he hates having to be put in this position to hurt someone's feelings to defend himself, but he got to do what he got to do. Hopefully it is. Like, be smarter. Because you're right. It's about time. I thought about this. Here's the thing, too. You always think about this. A lot of men who don't grow up with fathers or slash their dad has a bunch of kids would be like, man, you know what suck? On Christmas or whatever, my dad didn't walk up in the house.
Yeah.
And then these men go around and have 57, 11 kids.
Keep on doing it to be each other. Said, like, bro,
you can't, you get maybe a summer, but you didn't have Christmas. You couldn't give your kid the same thing you really wanted with your father growing up in the house because you all over the place. So hopefully he's smarter. Move smarter, because time and money is precious resources, and you don't know how much you got until it's done.
And if you don't, if you want to know how the story turns out, just look at Daddy Future over there.
Yeah. Any thoughts before we get out of here on the stripper who looked like, you know, her breaking the jaw was a blessing in disguise?
It was a blessing in disguise because
she got the GoFundMe. She was on Wendy Williams.
She got a GoFundMe for that?
Because, you know, strip clubs don't have health insurance. So
yeah, yeah.
Once people saw how she was still twerking after she fell,
it was horrible.
It was. I was like, oh my God.
Sound was nasty.
Oh, I didn't watch the video with no sound. I was just like, oh, shoot, she fell. And I was like, oh, she's still dancing. Broke her jaw. But this is she talked about how she probably not gonna go back to stripping. She's like, I've been wanting to get out for a while. That's why she said it's a blessing that she was able, because she was going to school and doing, you know, the thing that people say the strippers are usually doing. So it worked out. I hope nobody else tries to pull like, yo, I'm gonna like kind of fall from here. And then hopefully they were like, nah.
Oh, please, nah, no.
Nah, strippers just start falling off of poles. People eventually gonna be like, maybe you shouldn't be a stripper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, it was a good episode. I feel like we covered everything we need to.
You want to make a predicament? A predicament. A prediction on the All-Star game? Who you got? LeBron or Giannis?
Who cares? This is the last part that anybody cares about. LeBron, obviously, his team is way
better.
That's
the thing, too, when they said, yo, man, these rules are crazy. I said, it don't matter what the rules were. I don't care about the All-Star game.
Nobody cares about those.
Like, you can do. I mean, you damn near can do.
I wish they'd start wearing the old jerseys, though.
I do miss the old jerseys.
Since they should wear the ones that Michael Jordan wore in Chicago when they did it. They should jerseys. Today.
Oh yeah, those are cool too. Yeah, those are cool. I think the worst ones when we growing up with the San Antonio one. Those had the cactus on the side.
Yeah, but they were still actually dope. Now,
if I say I rock that right now,
that color.
All right, that's it, man. Tweet me at one and only at Manny Fontaine. At Kicks and Coffee, at Studio Flow Pod. Until next time, peace.
Peace.